Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So let's begin with this. After the Super Bowl halftime show, did you watch that?
Yeah, still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, okay. Well, Kendrick Lamar.
Became I had to look it up.
The first rapper to have three top 10 albums in the same week. His latest, GNX, returned to number one after dropping to number four.
Oh, I saw a video. I don't know if it was real. Of Drake watching the halftime performance before he got on stage. And he's watching it getting all worked up and like.
Oh, with the
pissed
holes.
Off. What not? This is before.
Oh.
Like they told him, right?
Yeah, like he's singing that song to where, you know, he accuses him of all this stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then,
so what did he do? Did he like.
What shows him running towards like off stage? But he's already backstage watching the video.
Oh.
It's like somebody told him, hey, Kendrick's on right now.
Oh, I bet you that's not real.
Yeah, probably not.
They did show him the other day at the Instagram. The Instagram showed the other night he did this was obviously post Super Bowl halftime show. And they played like some kind of little snippet of one of K-Dot songs. I'm going to let you know that I'm down. I call him K-Dot. And Kung Fu Kenny. They played a snippet of one of his songs and then the lights went out and Drake is covered in bullet holes and they're smoking and he's still doing his thing like I am bulletproof kind of is what they were saying that stood
you know
for. It's like rap has gotten so deep. They used to you just listen to it, it's like I can't go nowhere without my radio or I like basketball, it's my favorite sport. Now we're like looking for these deep messages within them, like what does that mean? And not even in a racial thing, like not interracial, but in a racial thing. Like, what does this mean? Like, we're looking for depth within the lyrics of songs now. Like beefs, or did that mean what I think it means? Or how but do you know, rhyme something with pedophile? You
know? When we were growing up, kids, rap beefs, like, people died.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they were literally killing each other.
There's a time when rappers and wrestlers were dying like crazy.
Before Lamar, the last act to have three top 10 albums at once was Taylor Swift. She actually had five top 10s in 2023, so this isn't new. And prior to that, Prince did it twice in the month after his death back in 2016.
Oh, what did you think of Miley Cyrus doing Nothing Compares to You with Brittany Howard?
I don't really like that song. It's just real, real slow-paced.
Oh, that song's really pretty.
I don't really like her as much now because she don't like Billy Ray anymore.
I think the
best he's a mess. I mean,
version of that is Chris Cornell's.
Well, I forgot he did it. Yeah, he did
he's
a good one.
So good.
You know, with the whole Kendrick thing, people are saying, you know, he's busting Drake up like he's getting the last word. But people are saying, like, Drake doesn't have to have a comeback because he's got more fame and money. So, like, what do? You just let that sit? And how do you combat that?
You know.
Because he's accusing you of, you know, dalliances with younger women.
I mean, it's kind of like, remember the video we saw a while back from a local store? And I was like, even if this isn't real, they should acknowledge that it's not real.
Do you know what bothers me?
You
got to
acknowledge it. If you don't, it seems guilt.
Yeah, that's true.
What bothers me about this stuff is, why do people, I mean, the whole Diddy thing, how could you turn a blind eye to abuse?
Well, he got off, he and Jay-Z got off of that.
Assuming that,
that one dropped, got that one case got dropped Friday.
Right, assuming that he's
guilty. We don't even know what all is going to come out.
Like, that girl's dad, like, threw the wrench into her story because he was like, I did not go pick her up that night. I do not recall that happening.
And then she was saying details are a little fuzzy.
Yeah, and I'm like, God, did they get paid off? Or what, like, it's just, it sucks for people who really go through stuff that had the balls to come forward.
Right.
And then you got people who maybe, young girl, and I don't know. I'm just saying if. That for a cash grab or just fame or notoriety or whatever, to even acknowledge it, it makes it so much harder for people that stuff really, really happened to. I know that does.
Yeah, they're saying legal win for Diddy, but, you know, when one drops, two more come. So,
yeah.
Like, he's got more cases. And
yeah, but you don't get raided by the feds unless you got some just, I mean, think about in your lifetime, the Fed raids.
Multiple places.
Yes.
He bought all the baby oil.
All of it. Hey, I think he bought all the eggs, too.
So much so where Costco's like, we don't even sell it, bro.
Don't bought all the Pokemon as well. Have you seen those videos of Sam's Club when they, like, roll out new Pokemon?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
People are waiting in line.
No, they're not waiting. It's like the old days of toys in the 80s when they bring out the Cabbage Patch dolls.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people are buying, like, they'll have the pallets out there taking all the Pokemon.
They're not buying anything else. They're buying the Pokemon.
Just Pokemon.
So when I know that, well, they're buying wrestling cards, somebody is. I know when I go to look, there's going to be a lot of boxes.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of blasters out there.
Blasters. Not the hobby boxes.
No cello packs or rack packs.
No.
Hmm.
It's because people sit there and try to weigh that crap. That's why you should support your local hobby store. What's up, Travis?
Had a buddy.
Yeah, you go weigh packs and sitting there and try to bend them. Oh, there's a printing plate in here.
That's what he'd do.
Jerk off.
He wouldn't weigh them.
You're bending all the cards for the next fool who, I mean, not fool, but sucker who just bought a bent pack. Used to, they'd replace the cards. Tops, a lot of them would. You'd send in I'd buy them and they would be screwed up. You'd get them cheaper and then I'd send them back to Tops and they'd replace it.
They call them the sweatpants.
Well, it was kind
mafia.
Of a, you'd have to wait around 4 or 5 months, but it was worth it. I financed a wedding with that way.
No, good for you.
Well,
it's right. Just good to go to a card
Bad
shop.
Bad investment, though, Paige.
Yeah, I've made a few.
It's just good to go to a card, to have a card shop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To get all your stuff, you know, like, hey, I'm going to go here and bust open some junk packs, maybe some junk wax.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's something.
Let me put that back up.
Do you think everything should be spreadable?
No.
Well, you may not
diseases. I'll start with.
You may not agree with
talking
this.
About them legs.
There is now a spreadable coffee that you can smear on your toast.
Damn.
Just kind of makes me want to.
And I go Ron Simmons the way Fat Boy. I keep it.
You got to
safe with my religion.
I can't say it like Balin says.
Can't say it the way Balin says.
Well, Balin.
Damn. Or what her boyfriend does to other men.
It's like on Friday when like a hot girl would walk by. Damn.
Oh my god.
You got to do it 3 times.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's the deal with this. There's a Swiss company online that's selling tubes of coffee that you can spread on your morning toast or croissant.
Ugh. Waffle.
It's kind of like a tube of oil paint that's black and thick, and you can
spread
it on fruit like a banana.
There's a place locally that will shoot the chocolate into the croissant.
Oh, yeah.
And it's already
called
in there.
Starbucks?
It's called piping. Like
Starbucks
you put it in a
called what?
Like a
what you call it?
Piping, like a piping. Like you put it in a bag with a metal thing, and then you squish it in.
I thought that was something else.
What do you
He's thinking sexually. He's thinking about pegging and edging.
Oh,
what
yeah.
a bag piping. That's just the armpit.
It's got to be weird to have the name Peggy now, huh?
It's got to be. Yeah.
I don't know anything
Peggy
about
Peggy Olson.
Yeah. I don't hear it much anymore. Peggy?
No. No Peggy. No Peg.
No.
That's a good name,
Linda.
Peggy.
Where'd the Lindas go?
I know a Peggy. She's a sweet.
I mean, we know Karen. That name's done for a long, long
God,
time.
God, Linda might be trending
Nina,
on the older
Nina
side.
Linda means
of,
beautiful. That's so. A good name.
Peg does?
Peg.
Linda.
Peg.
They used to have Pegs back in the
but
day.
What is Peggy short for? Pegatha? Like, what is Peggy yeah. short? Because that means like Larry
I
is short
Peggy's
for Lawrence.
Just Peggy.
How would you Google
Peg,
that though?
I don't know. I'm about to find out.
What is Peggy short for?
I am.
Peggy is short for pegging.
It's like you're a moron.
You are an idiot. Pegging is one of your favorite weekend activities.
Bull. You pushing.
Alexa, what's pegging?
You know what it autofills? That means a lot of other dumb people have looked this up. Hey, wild. This is why English is weird for the immigrants and everyone. Peggy is sometimes short for Margaret or Daisy.
Oh, I don't believe
never
so.
Heard that. Maggie,
Daisy.
Maggie for Margaret.
Maggie for, yes. Margot, I've heard of Margaret. Peggy.
Is not the same.
No.
Where do you get that from? That is dumb.
Okay.
I don't like
Daisy,
that.
Because the French word for Daisy is Marguerite.
Yeah, but still.
This is.
I'm trying to think of the male equivalent. I don't get. There's one. I
don't get,
one,
I don't
I can't
get
remember
Marguerite
what it is.
With Peggy.
Well, like.
I think Margot with Marguerite. Arita. I don't know.
Like, why,
Margarita.
You know, like James Jimmy. Like, why isn't it Jamie versus Timothy Timmy?
It? Robert Bob.
Why isn't it Jimothy? You know?
William, Liam, Bill.
Name.
William. And then for some reason,
Bill
if you're William,
sense.
You can also be Bill if you'd like.
Billy,
but there's
will.
One that doesn't make sense on the male side, and I can't remember what it is.
Oh, there's a bunch of
Richard.
Well, we know that one.
Richard. Oh, you don't hear them anymore. It's like, it's Rich.
It's Rich.
It's
thank
Rich.
You.
I'll just,
how,
I'd rather go by Ard.
How did you
call get, me Hard for short.
How did you get Dick from Richard?
What's like, you know.
I'm saying.
I know. I mean, how do you get Bill from William?
Topher Grace is the only Topher like anybody knows.
Topher
nobody
makes sense.
There's a P1 whose name is Matthew, and his handle, or I don't know which platform it is The Thew. And I was like, I like that.
Yeah.
The Thew.
Cute.
Yeah,
cute.
He's The Thew.
All right, then.
I like it. His parents could say his name right. That's cool. I would have been the few,
know,
the proud,
I
Matthew.
I could have used my first name all my life. I could have been Char or Lot.
Oh, yeah.
Char.
Yeah.
Hello, Char.
Come out to Char Lot this weekend. We got diving donkeys. I like Nate Bargatze.
Oh, God, he's
whatever
hilarious.
Benghazi, is that his name?
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed him on there. He was great.
He's funny.
I usually don't not really float. My boat, but I enjoyed him.
He's the
your
it clean comedian of our lifetime.
Yeah, he's good.
He's
and
clean.
He's a Southern boy. I like that.
Okay, then.
Man.
Oh.
Yep.
Boy
right.
man.
It's like more famous Brian Regan.
A boy
he's
man.
Also a great clean comic.
Is a boy man like a woman? That's kind of different.
He's got a tour called Big Dumbass. Coming to town here.
Really?
Coming everywhere.
Yeah, people are guessing now about the name. It's not Jace. A lot of people are just naming their kids Jace now, but it's
oh, is that
not
for-
just J-A-S, it's J-A-C-E.
So, but from Jason, right?
Jace? I would assume.
Jace.
But, like, there's a baseball
Chase.
Player that has, there's several Cutters in baseball. You had Cutter yeah. Dykstra, but there's another one that's like a trendy kind of, sounds like explosion or fire or something. A boy's name. I don't know.
Spark.
Sparky, no.
Oh, God, what is it? I can't think
I
of
I can't remember.
Dang it.
It's one of those, like,
explosion,
not Boomer
boom.
Either. Yeah,
Adam.
I was about to say
Pal
Boomer.
Thud.
Pal. Papal. It was Papal Williams.
It was Papal. Papal.
Papal Dupree.
Here comes the delivery on a 3-2 from Papal.
Get up on it.
You out, brother.
I like when your son goes down on me.
Oh, my God.
Jackal. Fuck. Morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
And then, you know, he's got all this other stuff.
Hang on. A weekend what? With a basket? Like, I'm just like, what, I'll just throw you my debit card.
What's
and
in
say
the basket?
Here.
Yeah.
I mean, just
lotion?
Lotions and fine.
Hank basket.
Like, you know.
Did things. You put the lotion in the basket?
Oh,
here we go again.
I got your basket. Was it full of lotion?
Does that say Nicolay? Is that who they? Oh, Nicole.
Nicole.
Nicole. Let's go to. Oh, you laughing at the Nicolay? Who knows?
Yes.
I saw a kid on the internet the other day that thought Applebee's called a Plebe's.
Their French is amazing. Are
we looking at kids on the internet?
Nicolay. Hey, so what's up?
Hi.
It is Nicole, right? I was wrong with the.
It
earlier.
Is Nicole. Yeah. It's. Good old Nicole.
Good old Nicole.
I was calling because
Nikki.
I think I have to call to defend him. I think that you guys were a little harsh on him. I think it's a great idea, to be honest with you.
You do?
Wow.
I do.
Too.
I mean, they've only been together for a few months. I think.
I mean,
two or three,
I know
six.
That they've only been together for, I don't know, what did he say, a couple months or a few months?
I wrote down six months, but I don't know if that, what did he say?
He said five to six months.
They know each other pretty well.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I guess. I don't think it's creepy. I think he, like, put a lot of time and money and thought into it, and it shows, like, they're committed to each other, or he's committed to her, at least, you know. But, I mean, if you think about it, He had to, like, put a lot of, you know, effort into, like, you got to keep it a certain way in order to get the stuff to, like, set, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, let's not beat around the bush here.
She's
like,
got to hold it for him. That's why I was thinking it takes two to do that.
That's why he's got his buddy. He said his buddy helped
him. Yeah, but you don't want
your buddy
to do that.
His buddy gave him the idea. But, like, you have to get aroused for the mold to...
Thank you.
You know, to like Nicolay is saying here, that you have to be at full attention to make the mold set. So then, like, so you...
Yeah.
So, like, did he, like, you know, finish after the mold?
Oh.
I mean, listen to Nicole. Nicole, you married?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think she'll appreciate the effort. All I have to say is, look, he's not, like, making 10 of them and giving them to random women, and he's not, like, you know, putting it on his mantle. But I think if it's, like, fully functional, which I think it's what he's envisioning it to be, that it might even, like, be fun and bring them closer.
You're a freak, aren't you, Nicole?
She might be.
You have a collection at
She's
home.
Definitely a glass half full
I'm
type
telling
person.
You. I'm telling you. I like the tone of your voice. How hot are you?
I'm pretty good.
Right, who's the celebrity you resemble? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, this is fun. Let's see what she says.
You know, if a woman says I'm 5'8 and blonde, like, that gives me no... Like, who's the celebrity you look like?
I get... oh, God. What is her name? She was on that show.
Della Reese.
Nell Carter.
I don't know who that is.
Oprah.
she was kidding. On that show about those. Oh, Friends. She was on Friends.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah. That, I think that's her.
Oh, not Janice.
I think that's her.
Cox, either one.
She looks like Gunther from the coffee
pretty.
Shop.
Very pretty girls.
Yeah.
No, the one who, yeah, not the long blonde one, but the other blonde one. Jennifer Aniston. She's on like some stuff now. She's on Matt.
Yes,
you know,
very
Apple
well
TV
aware.
Now.
Beautiful.
You must be very young.
Oh, well, thank you.
Like 20s?
Me.
In the 20s?
Yeah, I'm 27.
Yeah. See, I was in high school when that crap was on, so I know that show real well. Actually, it came out the year after I graduated high school. I'm old as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, it can still
I
work
really
with
like
us, though.
I like it.
All right, cool. Nicole, Nicole says, and I'm looking at a screen of, I'm assuming, women. If my man gave me this, I would tell him at the bricks. This is the worst idea ever. This will be his last Valentine's Day. But here we have Nicole, who says it's a solid idea.
I think so. I mean, I think that maybe she could, like, return the favor. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But where would... Okay, so I was thinking that, but what... where would she put this?
They make, like, specific types of... you know how they make, like, edible things? They would probably make something that would be, like, safe to make it out of. God. And then, I mean, obviously, there's those dolls. So they
like,
have
you
to
could make a gummy
out.
Version of it, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Now, that would be kind of fun.
Make a dishwasher safe, maybe?
Yeah. Like a scrub daddy out of it.
Scrub, yeah.
I mean, listen, it's better than a
scrub
than
donkey.
A picture. You know what I mean? Like, no girl wants a picture. So,
or even an ice cube tray.
What about a painting? An ice cube tray. Oh my God, Paige. You're nuts. All right. I'm not asking for me, Nicole, but a lot of people...
Paige.
Are you in a relationship, Nicole? I'm not asking for myself, but I'm trying to see if a woman in a relationship would really want that as a gift.
Sure.
I'm not. It's tough out there, but, you know. I'm dating, but...
Yeah.
I think it's sweet. And,
I agree.
You know. Okay.
All right. Dang. Man, the guys who are thinking it's maybe women are just as freaky as we are, but we, you know, men are expected to be freaky, but women are like, oh, I'm so fragile. I can't think about that stuff. That's all I think about. So, all right, Nicolay, you have a great Valentine's.
All right. You guys right, too. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Bye. High as a kite, aren't you?
Nicolay sounds fun.
I ain't that funny. You Googling or giggling.
I forgot to ask if he...
$125 is insane, I agree.
So let me ask you guys
if he did
this.
Everything
go ahead. Sam.
Like the undercarriage and all?
Yeah, like did you get everything in there?
It's got to be something to keep it flat.
If one of you wanted to do that, nope. say Fat Boy bought it for his wife, and he asked you if you'd help him make the mold,
no.
Isn't that a little weird? Wouldn't you ask your wife? I'm sorry. That's where I'm getting at. That's just odd.
I feel
Who
like
would you ask to help you?
You don't ask help.
I feel like
you
his buddy said it.
Hold it for you. You got to pour it in.
There's no in. You're not going in me. You go on.
But you know what I'm saying. You got to keep it still.
I feel like his buddy threw it out there as a joke and was like, I cannot believe he disagreed.
No
to do
crap.
It.
Like, I think he just like gulps. Like, oh, make her mold of it.
The dude's
and
like,
then
okay.
Today, like in the break room, I was like, man, old Daryl really made a copy of his junk. He called the Rise Guys. I don't think this, I will say, I do not think that's a good idea. Also, wouldn't pay you $125 for it. That's
a lot of money.
How much would you really take for it?
I wouldn't. Just go buy you some mold. You know, some like you're going to make a little figurine or something. Don't buy the one that says that it's for that because they're branding it for more.
Because you see, you know, whatever that material is, where you can make molds out of things. You know, you see
silicone,
that on,
silicone,
yeah,
silicone.
I like the ice cube idea. I mean, you could just do all his body parts.
I feel like I caught Paige in a contradiction. Because
she was kind of thinking it was a bad idea, but suddenly girl power took over and she agreed with Nicolay that it was a good idea.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it is time to say, look at you, famous person, celebrating a birthday on February 18th. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Second.
Hell yeah.
Break it down.
Mm-hmm. Start with this personal trainer who's been on this show many a times, promoting The Biggest Loser. And it's not Bob.
Oh, the girl.
Jillian Michaels.
Yeah, Jillian. You can tell
me what to Jillian.
Jillian Michaels.
Who is she again?
She was a female trainer from The Biggest Loser.
I remember her. Yeah. Brown hair.
Yeah.
We were like trying to get on the show. That's why we kept having her on. But have you Googled us yet, Jillian?
They did go with somebody locally, but not us.
No.
It's probably a good thing. 54.
Jillian Michaels is 51 years old today. Now, this can only be one of a few three people. Do you remember the movie it's from?
Pretty in Pink?
It is. They wrote this song in 2 days for this movie. On a last minute request. Talking about OMD. So it could be one of three people. Is it Ducky's birthday?
Ducky? I will say no, because you offered that as an answer.
That is correct.
Redheaded Molly Ringwald.
It is Molly Ringwald's birthday. It's not Andrew McCarthy's birthday.
I think isn't Ringwald something you use Preparation H for?
It's a fungus.
Might be.
Ringworm.
Oh, that's ringworm.
Do you want to watch a good documentary about the Brat Pack? It's on Hulu. Andrew McCarthy did it. It's pretty good. She's not in it.
Judd Nelson. That was around my time. I was younger during, but I just really don't care about a lot of those movies featuring that group of people.
You like Breakfast Club?
Breakfast Club.
St. Elmo's Fire.
Fire.
Oh my God.
Chariots of Fire.
You weren't upset when Billy went to New York? They're going to do a part 2.
Dude,
I got a treatment for
you
it
know,
too.
The Goonies thing is real. They're doing another one.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's like legitimate. I'm like,
Chunk's like he's a lawyer now. I don't know if you bring him back. Plus, he's not fat anymore.
Well, Sloth's dead. Mother Fratelli's dead.
Yeah.
But, dude, they're bringing Roz back to night court. I thought she was dead.
No, she's alive.
I know, but
Marky Post is dead. Richard Mole's dead.
And Marky Judge.
Post, where did she die of?
Yeah, I can't remember. I want to say she's been dead maybe 10 years.
Wow, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Molly Ringwald, though, I'll say is 61 years old.
62.
I thought she'd be a little older. His age kind of surprised me. 57 years old.
Huh? I'm like you.
Thought you twice. I won't let go at any price.
What a nice message there. DRE. The SNOOP.
This is for Franklin Graham. This is his ringtone. No, it's not. It is the doctor's birthday.
That's great.
Andre Young.
I like Franklin Graham. I didn't at first. Now I do. I think he's legit. But
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world. Still hitting them corners and them lolos, girls. Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets.
It's the DRE.
Yeah, we watch.
Stands for Dre, Paige.
In case you couldn't tell by my singing.
The doctor. Dr. Dre?
He's a real doctor. Dr. Dre.
Big one? Birthday?
It is a big one.
60.
Big.
61.
Every time. He's thinking like Roger Maris.
He is 60 years old today.
Wow.
Do you remember this guy who was in a lot of movies in the 90s, especially a movie called Wild Things? The last movie I saw him in, he helped somebody rob an armored truck. He's also named after a famous Gunsmoke character.
Wow. If my mom was here, I could ask
she'd know.
A friend.
The initials are M.D. M.D.
M.D. Like a doctor?
His name rhymes with Fat Villain.
Matt Dillon.
It's Matt Dillon's
yes.
birthday.
That's a little further than I need the initials. I need the words to rhyme with the answer. That's a new
Fat
bit.
Dylan.
I feel like he made a lot of money and just kind of split it.
Yeah.
His brother was an entourage,
he
Kevin Dillon.
He was handsome.
His brother's Johnny Drama. Shut up, turtle.
I like him. He's cute.
But he was in that Mel Gibson movie about radio. That was pretty good. That was kind of odd. Remember the one?
Yeah. I couldn't finish it all because you can't say what Mel Gibson said on the air.
No, but knowing you work in that, like we work in radio, we know that it's, but like the concept of it was really good.
Yeah.
And it was Swerve City at the end. I loved it. Matt Dillon is 60 also. I'm going to go that route.
Okay, I'll say 61.
Oh, Paige is right. He is 61 years old.
Shoot.
This lady's still... She didn't leave with Pat Sajak.
Vanna.
It is Vanna's birthday. Myrtle Beach's own Vanna White.
She's so pretty.
Yeah,
she's really good, man.
Is she nice?
Well, good at what, though? I mean, like, she's a fine
she
person.
She can turn those letters.
They don't turn them. Smart. She taps now.
I don't know. I don't watch
it. Yeah, I guess the fact is staying that job
she
for as long as she
should worry about AI, I think. Eventually, they're going to be able to just to flip a remote control and change the letters.
Her estimated net worth is $85 million.
The last of her kind.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
it really is
for real. Like, I mean, there's only like one suitcase lady on Deal or No Deal that actually turned in anything.
Really?
Dealer.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Yeah, she had to marry a royal.
She had to marry a royal.
Not a Kansas City royal.
No,
like
she didn't marry Dan Quisenberry or the like.
Quiz.
George Brett. 66. That's 65. Not right.
65.
That's way wrong. I'm gonna go 72 once again. I'm back again.
You went too far north. Vanna White, 68 years old today. Yep.
Damn.
We got to play it for this gentleman.
Is she still on TV?
Yeah, she's still on there with Seacrest.
Wow.
Who'd you say just now?
Travolta?
It is Travolta's birthday. Wow. JT.
I didn't
Benny Barbarino.
Tommy Rich's birthday.
Wildfire.
You know, FBI. Full-blooded Italians.
Hey.
Hey.
Now we go shout them all out. Now, Johnny the Bull. Little Guido.
Little Guido, damn you. Sally Graziano.
Chucky Palumbo.
I think that's it. Travolta, man, that's a tough one. I'm going to say 69.
Oh, gosh. 73.
Ain't no way he's 70s. Can't be.
John Travolta is 71 years old today. Can you believe it? Big 71.
Wow.
We got to skip. I'll say real quick. Cybill Shepherd's going to be 75. Dennis DeYoung's going to be 78.
Damn.
They are. Yoko Ono. You want to guess Yoko?
No. She's awful.
$700 million she's worth, this is.
Damn.
Paige, you want
dude,
to
what do you think about McCartney?
I thought it was a good way to close it.
Yeah, but like, again.
You got to have a Beatle on there, right? Because they tried to get him on from like the first season.
I thought, dude, also G.E. Smith being on there was cool.
I thought he was dead.
I did too.
I like
G.E. God, that was cool. I was marking out like, G.E. Smith's still alive. This is great.
Still looks the same, too.
He was the guitarist player, real ugly in the face.
Oh, yeah,
he was the band leader.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
I don't like his name. It's too close.
He's real ugly in the face.
I mean, the name's familiar. I just can't remember.
Did you say G.D. Smith, Paige?
I did not. I wouldn't say G.D.
Yoko's 92.
My mom would slap me for that.
Happy heavenly birthday to John Hughes. It's funny you mentioned those movies.
Wow.
Breakfast Club, 16 Candles. He wrote and directed them. Would have been 75 years old.
Oh, happy heavenly.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You know what would make me happy? Good what? Movies. Four fingers, an extra set of nuts.
Dude, that night? Now, see, I love that movie. Planes, Trains. I love that movie.
Guy from the FOF referenced it.
Oh, yeah.
They get electrocuted.
I also didn't think they gave Steve Martin enough whatever the other night. I mean, he started the show off, but like it was a little light. For him, I felt. But I love him. But he also doesn't meet people anymore.
He doesn't. And he wants to talk about bluegrass. So I played banjo.
I want to talk about comedy. I want to talk about my music. Like, ah.
I don't want to talk about your music, Steve.
What brought you? Like, when were you going to interview Buzz Aldrin? We'll not talk about moon travel, only Dancing with the Stars. Like, nah. That's dumb.
Steve Martin, the broadcaster, you can meet him. He'll meet people all day.
Well, nobody wants to meet that one, though. No offense. Nobody wants to meet Mattman, the radio guy. They want to meet the other one. I don't know if there
what
is
other
one.
Guy?
Oh, there's probably somebody at Comic-Con's named that or something. Actually, there's a guy in NASCAR that makes formats. It's called that.
It's a different Matt Harris. They want to meet. But not the only, one from the link, either.
Is he still working?
I don't know if Matt Ramon is still there or not.
You know, tomorrow's Wednesday, and I'm excited about this. I know Fatboy's excited about this. We're excited about this. A brand new Best Damn Audio Battle tomorrow morning.
Oh, I got one that might do it, that might seal it. Angry grandma who can't watch wrestling.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh.
I've got one that maybe I'm late to the game, but it's 25 years old.
Oh, wow.
This clip, and it's a local news, not our local, but a you know local news kind of faux pas. And I was like, how have I never seen this before?
That's funny.
Yeah.
You're going to love clip. It. Long 20, clip?
25 years.
I don't mind an old clip.
Yeah, I mean, you know, how's it look?
Long
yeah.
clip's good, too.
Right. All right. He's talking about haircuts, Paige. Tomorrow, that will be happening. You can get today's podcast by texting podcast to 1-800-774-0093. That's podcast to 1-800-774-0093. Don't text and drive standard. Bad at text range.
Let's have lunch, boys.
Odyssey. The Odyssey app, all those.
Still there.
Spotify, all those places. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Here.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.